This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. Food shelves are a fairly familiar and necessary part of many local communities, but families with young children can often struggle to afford a different necessity, diapers. There are fewer resources devoted to help with that daily staple. Food shelves often don't stock diapers, and families aren't allowed to use federal subsidies like WIC or SNAP benefits to buy them. The Junior League of Champlain Valley, a small local chapter of an international women's community service organization, is working on addressing this need. And they're looking at it not just as a financial issue, but one that encompasses equal opportunity for young children to learn and for parents to stay in or join the workforce. Their new diaper bank aims to give away 100,000 diapers to local food shelves this year. The official opening of the diaper bank is today, actually right as we're going live on the show. So yesterday, I spoke with the Junior League's diaper bank chair, Amanda Hertzberger, about why this issue is so important.
We had heard from the Chittenden Emergency Food Shelf in Burlington that 6 to 10 families per day were requesting diapers, and they almost never had a supply. So there's food shelves in the area, and people are very familiar with food shelves and food insecurity and those issues, but almost nobody thinks of diaper need. And even me, as a parent of two small children, it just wasn't on my radar. And so I guess about a year and a half ago, somebody sent me an article that I think was from Forbes about diaper need and just what kind of a hidden epidemic it is. The National Diaper Bank says that 1 in 3 families can struggle with it. And it really hit home to me. And so pair that with, hearing that in our area, 6 to 10 families per day were asking for diapers and almost never getting them. At the food shelves, yeah. Specifically at the Chittenden Emergency Food Shelf. It just seemed like, okay, here's somewhere where we can make a difference. And it's a very tangible project that we were all really excited about.
You know, there are other options for families other than diapers that you have to buy that are single-use diapers. I know a lot of Vermonters cloth diaper, but that's not an option often for families who
Correct.
Are living in the margins or who may not have access to laundry facility in their apartment or home.
Exactly. And a lot of public laundry facilities actually do not allow you to launder cloth diapers, not to mention just the time, the effort, the energy, the cost of detergent, all of those things. Obviously in Vermont, we love to be green and we would love to find a way to do that. But from what we heard from our partners, it just wasn't an option. And the single-use disposable diapers were going to be a much easier option for the families who we were wanting to serve.
How much does it cost to keep a baby diapered for the month?
Yeah, so the statistics are that when your baby is little, it's like 8 to 12 diapers a day. And then when they're toddlers, maybe it's like 6 to 8. And generally, it's between $70 to $90 a month. And so, you think about a lot of people who have means are able to purchase through Amazon Prime or to do some sort of subscribe and save or bulk buying option that allows you to, buy 100 diapers at a time and brings the per unit cost down from, say, depending on the brand, you're getting maybe 20 cents a diaper to 15 cents a diaper to 13 cents a diaper. And that really adds up, when you're thinking about over the life of a when your baby is in diapers, that's thousands of diapers and it adds up. So for families who don't have access to either transportation to big box stores or to a mail order service, you're thinking about them buying one-off packages of diapers, and those are typically, more expensive. And so that's a factor in affordability.
You're thinking about this not just from an affordability standpoint only, but also access to services, access to the workforce. Can you draw the connection between diapers and
Sure.
childcare
Yeah,
and diapers and working?
Right. That was a huge, another huge piece for us. So most childcare centers require you to drop off at least a day's worth of diapers when you drop off your child, for obvious reasons, because they, cannot support to buy diapers for other people. But if you're not able to provide that, then you aren't able to drop off your child. And thus that has implications for your ability to work, for your ability to earn income and, it's kind of a cycle. And so, diaper need really does impact families' ability to work and bring themselves up, basically.
So there's the need. And what your diaper bank is aiming to do is to fill some of that need, at least in Chittenden County. So how are you setting it up and what's the goal?
Yeah. So when we first started, we started last January, so January 2018. We basically just wanted to see what it was like to do a diaper drive. Thankfully, there's a number of other junior leagues around the country who operate diaper banks or have done similar projects. So we were able to speak to a lot of them and kind of network with them to get ideas. But last January, we set up a diaper drive that was running for 2 months and basically just to learn how to do this and what to do. And we ended up gathering about 18,000 diapers for the Chittenden Emergency Food Shelf. They were our only partner at that time. And then while that was happening, Seventh Generation contacted us and said that they had an incredibly generous donation of 46,000 diapers.
And that's a lot.
It's a lot of diapers. And we were sort of trying to figure out, okay, well, how much, you know, what does that mean? And they said, okay, well, that's 17 pallets of diapers. And at that point, we were running it out of, we were storing the diapers in our garages. And, you know, we would kind of bring them to a location and repackage them. And then that with 17 pallets of diapers, that quickly became unsustainable, which was really exciting. So it caused us to get a commercial space and to have a now both a junior league headquarters and a commercial space. It's not somewhere that individuals can come. So the model that we've settled on for now is that we partner currently with five local food shelves. So we have Chittenden Emergency Food Shelf and then town food shelf programs in Milton, Hinesburg, Richmond, and Williston. And basically last summer, we reached out to food shelves across Chittenden County and just asked them, you know, is this a need? How many diapers would it be for you? That sort of thing. And those were the five that that said yes. And now I think the word has sort of started to get out that we're around and that we're offering free diapers. And so three or four other food shelves have approached us and we're hopeful that, you know, maybe during the summer or early next fall, we could take on additional partners. But, you know, we don't want to grow too big too quickly and thus not be able to keep up with the demand and to what we've promised. So we're kind of committed to growing slowly, hopefully not too slowly. Hopefully with community support, we can grow further.
And you have a ribbon cutting scheduled for exactly the time that we'll be airing this interview.
Yes.
So you and I are talking a day before to really launch the diaper bank. And your goal is to distribute and give away 100,000 diapers in your first year.
Correct.
Now, Seventh Generation donated almost half of that.
Right.
So how are you going to maintain this year over year?
Yeah. So that's, I mean, that's the sort of the crux of the of diaper bank. And I think we'll do it through a combination of grant opportunities, monetary donations. The great thing of getting monetary donations is that, you know, speaking, going back to what we were talking about, purchasing in bulk, is there's a number of opportunities to lower the per diaper cost when you purchase in super bulk, you know, talking pallets instead of boxes. And so, you know,
although some parents, I think, would like to purchase in pallets,
I know,
given
right?
how many diapers they go through.
Exactly. So, you know, purchasing in pallets, and it also allows us to manage our inventory. So we see different demands for different sizes, and we see donations skewed towards different sizes. And so it you know, having money allows us to kind of plug those holes when we need them and depends and allows us to be more responsive to what our food shelves, especially the smaller food shelves, might be only serving a small number of families that have very specific size needs. Whereas, you know, a huge operation like Chittenden Emergency Food Shelf, they take it all and it goes quickly.
So you're asking for donations of money, and can people donate diapers as well?
Yeah. So there's currently, we have two permanent drop locations. So Healthy Living has a bin at their South Burlington location, and then the Kismet building in Williston has a bin. So one thing as a parent is that kids grow out of sizes, and then you have, you know, a package or a half open package. So we do accept all of those. So parents can, you know, just tape up basically a half open package, label it with the size, and drop it in one of those bins.
Amanda, you mentioned that you're a mom to two small children, so and that this was not something that was on your radar in terms of how acute the need can be if you don't have enough money to afford diapers. So I'm curious about how you've reflected on this in the last year of working on this diaper bank, to think not just about your situation, but, you know, what it would feel like to be a parent who's struggling to diaper their child.
For sure. I mean, yeah, it just hits really close to home. And I think, you know, I had read an article recently that just talked about people who are struggling with diaper need are so on the fringe that they know exactly how many diapers they have. We have two in the diaper bag and we have five in the drawer, and I have an emergency one in the glove compartment just in case. And, you know, I'm very fortunate that I don't have to live like that. But at the same time, it's caused me to be much more aware of you know, how many diapers I'm using. And people who struggle with diaper need often have to not change their child when – you know, their diaper is soiled because they don't have an infinite supply. And so there's health consequences for the kids, infections, rashes, that sort of thing. And anyone who's a parent knows how, you know, once a diaper rash happens, how hard it can be to clear that up and how necessary additional diapers, wipes, creams, that sort of thing are to making that happen. So I think it's just made me realize how fortunate I am and how stressful it must feel and how scary and just sad, you know, for your child to feel like you can't take care of this basic need. It's causing them pain and there's, you know, may or may not be anything you can do about it. So we're trying to do what we can to reduce that stress in families.
Amanda Hertzberger is chair of the Junior League of Champlain Valley's Diaper Bank. Amanda, thank you very much for talking with us. And we'll put a link to the Diaper Bank on our webpage. Go to vpr.org and click on Vermont Edition. Amanda, thanks.
Great. Thank you so much.